This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, filling in for Lisa Hale, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State Superintendent Jill Underley is asking lawmakers for more than $4 billion in state funding to help meet the needs of local schools, their students, and their education. Here's Derek Tritz.
Wisconsin's public schools have experienced a decade of increasing financial constraints due to underfunding from the state. The proposal advocates for raising revenue limits for schools based on inflation. Nearly half of Wisconsin's school districts have gone to referendum this year, many of them just to stay afloat. Meanwhile, Wisconsin currently has a $4.6 billion budget surplus. Underley says this would help students, staff, and schools without forcing taxes to skyrocket.
My budget proposal allows school funding to catch up to where it needs to be. The first step is simply increase these limits, and then we provide enough state funding to limit property taxes from rising too much.
Some other highlights of the proposal include increasing the reimbursement rate for special education costs, increasing per pupil aid and general aid, and funding the out-of-school time grant program. These are also complemented by property tax limit increases. The DPI's overall budget request is slated to be released in full later this month.
Once it's released and ready for consideration, the budget proposal will be taken up by a more balanced legislature now that Republicans won't have a supermajority. Ashwaubenon leaders are laying out what to expect for the NFL draft, and long story short, they expect the area around Lambeau to be a mess. Those are my words, not theirs. They held a meeting last night where lots of people from the Lambeau neighborhood came to hear what's in store. They expect 250,000 people to attend. Now, for reference, Lambeau holds about 81,000, so it'll be swamped compared to your average home game. Officials will be setting up for weeks in advance and tearing down for weeks afterward. They also reminded people planning to rent out their homes that they need proper licensing. The NFL draft is April 24th through 26th. If you spend your days in downtown Green Bay, you should know we'll have a bridge closure tomorrow. There will be maintenance done on the Don Tillman Bridge. That's on Mason Street over the Fox River. So you can expect some backed up traffic in the area as people take other routes and avoid the bridge altogether. It's expected to be closed from 6 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon. And it's been nearly 50 years since the Edmund Fitzgerald capsized in Lake Superior. Who knew it would end up having pop culture relevance? A bomb cyclone was responsible, according to Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
That was the type of storm that hit the Northland on November 10th in 1975. It's the historic storm that sank the SS Edmund Fitzgerald in 25-foot waves created by 50-knot hurricane-force winds. Now, 49 years after the tragedy, a few people are trying to get a Wisconsin historical marker to commemorate the Fitz leaving from Superior, her last port of call. A plaque like this costs $8,000 and will be put up on Barker's Island, not far from the Superior entry the Fitzgerald left on that fateful day.
The story goes, artist Gordon Lightfoot was here in Wisconsin when it happened, and the epic ballad was born. 2025 will be the year of the Fitz in Superior. And the Menominee Park Zoo has a new resident. He's a one-year-old black bear, and his name is Mr. Reeves. Doesn't sound like a one-year-old. Sounds real grown up. He was considered a nuisance bear in Alaska, meaning he wasn't afraid of people and would beg them for food. But staff say he's settling in really well. Right now, he weighs about 100 pounds, but he might grow up to weigh up to 500 pounds. The Menominee Park Zoo is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 97.9 WGBW News.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
I mean, you want to win, especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. we came out and, you know, we had control of the game. You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
Doc Rivers says the Bucks are working to turn things around.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it, all of us, me, them, together. I have no doubt we will, but it's not one night. We had a one tonight. We still weren't going to be in the hole. You know, we have to play ourselves out of this hole.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
You know, the whole idea of get it to the fourth quarter and put ourselves in a position where we feel like we can excel and execute in the fourth. So that's difficult when your plan kind of falls into place and those guys recognize it and then you're not able to finish the plan and execute the plan. We know that. But that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 33 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 52 with scattered rain. Tomorrow night into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.